Welcome to this edition of Meet the People of MCB with Kay Momquist and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's Meet the People. Everyone, so glad to have you alongside today for another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Momquist.
Kay is our Madam Vice President for MCB. So Kay, I know this is your first time doing the interview, and I'm just really glad that you're going to be co-hosting Meet the People of MCB.
I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be great because I am relatively new on the scene, and just meeting these different people that I don't know, I've heard of, is just going to be a very, really interesting experience, and I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Yeah, me too. So we are back, and we hope to bring you more of these interviews. We want to continue. We've gotten a lot of great comments when Denny and I was doing Meet the People of MCB. And certainly do want to just take a quick moment to thank Denny for everything that he did, bringing Meet the People of MCB to the organization and all the wonderful people that we interviewed over the last year. It was a lot of fun, really great. So today we will be interviewing Brandy Jones. Hi, Brandy. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing real good.
So I normally, when we start off, we would ask, you know, individuals about their vision loss. Now, you do not actually have a vision loss, do you?
I do not.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to kind of go back and let's talk a little bit, first of all, about your family. I know your dad, Kenny Emmons, got to know him really well. And of course, your mom, Teddy, and get to know your brother, Andrew, that well. Is there anybody else in your immediate family back there then?
Actually, my dad's sister, Joyce Godwin, and my uncle, Bill, and then his sister, Mary Ellen Emmons. I'm trying to think because there were several of them that belonged at different times. Let's see. A lot of people might remember Debbie Emmons, my aunt, the Nicewanger and her husband, Joe. But yeah, I had quite a few family members that are no longer with us that belong to MCB. And then a few that, like Bill Godwin, still belongs down in River City Workers.
Now, see, I remember him. I remember Joyce and a couple of the others, but some of them that you named there, I did not know. Of course, we knew Kenny. Kenny was president a couple of different times for MCB. And one of the things that I always admired about him, the more that I got to know him, is that he was such a strong advocate. I know the times that he came to Joplin and visited, and the different times that we worked together on the Statewide Rehabilitation Council. Kenny was just one of those guys that he knew how to advocate. He did just really a great job. So we really appreciated everything that Kenny brought to the organization. And even your mom, even later, after your dad passed away, there were a couple of times when we ran into each other and she assisted me. I can't remember what the meetings were about now, but she still participated. And so how is your mama doing now these days?
She's doing real good. I actually, just talked to her on Mother's Day, obviously, and then we messenger back and forth on Facebook almost every day.
So now then we kind of go along here. You were involved with MCB even growing up and everything, of course, and so you met a young man by the name of Tom Jones. Tell us how you and Tom actually met.
The first time we met was at the convention in Sykeston, and he was actually doing karaoke in the bar. And to make me feel really bad. I wanted, after the karaoke was, they were just playing music and I wanted to dance. And I grabbed him and we went and danced. And then I didn't think anything more about it. He apparently did. And he came back to Kansas City, and some other mutual friends of ours up here knew who I was and everything like that. And then the next year, the convention was in Kansas City, but I was ill and couldn't go. And then the convention was in St. Louis at the Millennium. And he was actually down at the Landing in St. Louis. And Odell Hollins called him and told him I was down watching the Cardinals game in the bar. And he rushed back. And needless to say, the rest is history. As far as, we talked on the phone a lot. I made several trips to Independence. He made a couple trips to Cape, and then I decided to move up to Independence. So
yeah, okay, yeah. So what year was that?
The convention in St. Louis at the Millennium was in 2004.
Okay. I would think I might have still been president at that time. I would have just been going out office as president. So yeah. So all right. So this is not the Tom Jones that maybe many people know about, the singer and all that. But Tom is visually impaired. And what is the cause of his vision loss?
Tom was born with cataracts. And the technology in 1969, 1970 is not what it is today. And so his eyes were damaged in the surgeries and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then Kay, before I turn it over to you, and you and Tom now have a little girl. Well, she's not little so much anymore, but
yeah, she's taller than I am.
Yeah, you told me how old she was the other day, but I'm going to let you tell folks. Her name is Molly. So tell us about Molly.
Molly is 16. I know that's hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, she got taller than me, but I'm still mom. I can still make her shorter than me. She's the light of my life. I'm going to get all sappy. She's so smart. I mean, incredibly smart. She's in all of her core classes in school. Your reading, writing, arithmetic kind of classes are all honors classes. She's in a junior's biology class and she's a sophomore. She takes all sorts of medical classes. She wants to go somewhere in the medical field.
That's great.
She keeps talking about biomedical engineering. So that's her beginning focus. So I'm really excited to see where she goes in life. Yeah. She's also a Girl Scout, which means mom's a Girl Scout.
I'm
one of her leaders, yeah. But she's making great strides. She has a big plan for her gold award. So I can't, I'm so proud of her. It's not even funny.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Kay, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. You know, that's really, really neat to hear about your daughter. I've got two kids of my own, and it's so much fun to watch them at 16 going on 30. And boy, I remember those years. But the biomedical field is huge. And I won't be surprised if she sticks with that idea. Obviously, you know, things can change, but I find that really fascinating, and it's really great to hear about kids that are, that have missions and ideas and goals for themselves. So that's neat. Listen, I probably even shouldn't even ask this in this interview, but your maiden name and your family name was Emmons, and I know people probably ask you this question all the time, but are you related to Buddy Emmons by any chance?
I am not.
Okay. I couldn't help it. I heard that last name and I went, oh, but yeah. So I guess my question is, did you get involved with MCB originally, just through family contact, and you know, what got you involved with it?
My dad was elected as board representative for River City Workers.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, I was in my early teens.
Sure.
And they had mic runners at that point in time, and I saw that they needed help. And I just stepped up and started helping. And it just started with, you know, always, you know, if I saw somebody that maybe looked like they had gotten turned around or something like that, I never hesitated to, you know, see if they needed assistance or, you know, if there's something I could do to help or anything like that.
And one thing led to another. That's neat. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's really, I don't think a lot of people realize it's great to see, you know, sighted people involved and understanding what's going on, what's needed. And it's not just for blind people. And it's nice when I'm glad to see that you're involved. So I'm going to turn this back over to Chip. I've got a couple of other ideas, but I need to figure out, do you have any other things you want to say, Chip? Because I'm...
Oh, I've got a lot I could say. But
all right, go ahead, because it'll bring up some more ideas. It's not that I'm okay. out of ideas, but enjoying this conversation.
Okay, yeah. Brandy, I know that you're the current secretary for Allied Workers for the Blind. What other type of things have you done, either for Allied Workers or on the state level?
You
were involved, weren't you, at one time doing maybe credentials or helping out with credentials or helping people with the voting and different things like that?
Yeah, I've done that off and on. Pretty much, I've always helped with voting since I can remember. If I was at a convention, I was helping with voting one way or another. When you go back to the old boxes. And then I'm on the credentials committee now, and I'm one of them you see at the registration desk, checking people in and doing the double verification and stuff like that. And then I know how to run the clickers, even though they can be a bane in our existence sometimes. I honestly wish they did have some kind of auditory or vibration to let you know that your vote has been cast.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, that is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So is there anything about MCB today? I mean, over the years, you've been really involved in doing different things. Is there anything about MCB today that maybe stands out in your mind that you really enjoy doing? Has it been a while, say, for example, that you've been to camp? It seems like maybe it has. I don't know, but I know you, of course, your mom and dad was always big about going to camp, and you too. So is there anything about MCB today that you really still enjoy doing?
I love in-person conventions. The last couple of years, I've had other prior commitments that I couldn't attend online, but I actually love doing the credentials desk because you actually get to see and talk to people and then meet new people too. But, you know, a lot of people in MCB are almost an extension of my family.
Yes, that's right.
I love camp when I can go. Unfortunately, working for JCPenney I prefer the July week. It makes it hard because that's tax-free weekend. It runs into tax-free weekend typically. There's no getting off in retail on tax-free weekend.
Yeah.
But I've gotten to experience camp as a kid and as an adult. And I've gotten to experience it with a variety of different people in a variety of different ways. It's like it's always a new experience, even though it's the same place.
Yeah.
So
let me ask this one last question, then I'll turn it back to you, Kay. So how long you've been with JCPenney for a while, hadn't you?
I'm actually no longer with Penney's. I worked for Penney's for 18 and a half years.
I thought you
and
had,
they
yeah.
closed my store.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to find something outside of retail. So if anybody knows of anything, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Kay.
I always try to say I'm trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. So you keep changing jobs and different things like that. So I understand. Well, so do you think you're going to be at the convention this year, or is that not in the plans, or what do you think?
That's my plan. That's my plan to be there. Good Unless deal. Something comes up, or, you know, God willing, I will be there.
All right. Well, that'll be good. And then people can actually meet you. Go ahead.
Betcha. Yeah. And so Tom and Molly, will they be coming along with you?
Molly probably will not, because Molly's in the marching band.
Okay.
And they have a competition that weekend.
Okay.
So, and I'm not allowed to go because every time I go, they do horribly. So she's superstitious about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Kay. I'm sorry.
She's at that age where it's like, Mom, don't do that.
Why?
Go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah. No, I'm only cool if I'm bringing her tea.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've been involved in, like I said, Chip knows you a lot better than I do. And he already asked you what types of things that you do enjoy in MCB. Is there, I'm probably going to steal Chip's thunder here, but is there anything about you that people don't know? Well, let's put it this way, that you want them to know. Or you might think they find interesting.
I'm pretty much an open book. I don't have a whole lot of secrets. Mm-hmm. Probably the funniest thing that most people don't know is I tried to get kicked out of Busch Stadium one time when I was younger.
Is that
but,
right?
Mm-hmm.
What did
it
you
was
do?
Opening. It was opening day, and there might have been libations involved.
No.
I needed to go to the bathroom, and the ladies' room line was 10 miles long. And so I went to the gentleman's restroom, which the guy thought was hilarious. But I came out, and I'm all of 5'3", but I came out to this little elderly usher lady that might have been 4'11", if that. And she was surrounded by two great big, huge St. Louis Metropolitan Police officers. And she told me if I tried that again, I'd get kicked out.
There you go.
Wow. Boy, that took some nerve. You must have been pretty brave.
Oh, yeah.
So are you a big Cardinals fan?
Oh, I have been my whole life.
Hey, there you go. All right. You live in Kansas City, but you're a big Cardinals fan. That's all right.
Yeah, which is hard because you can't get the... You can very rarely get a Cardinals game on television here.
Yeah.
And because of blackouts, even when, you know, I got the one day it was supposed to be like New York and I'm wanting to say Toronto. I can't remember who was playing, but it was like an East Coast team and then the Cardinals and I can't remember who they were playing. But the Cardinals game was actually closer, but we got the further away one because of blackouts, even though the Royals weren't playing today. But I'm a Royals fan too, in fairness, as long as they don't play the Cardinals.
Yeah. Okay.
I understand that. So what types of hobbies do you have? I mean, what are your interests or, do you like to read or do you have something, a different kind of hobby that most people don't think about? Or
I am an avid reader.
Yeah.
I love to read. I use the public library here's e-reader system and go through books like crazy. Mm-hmm. I crochet mainly little cat toys for our cat, but he ignores half of them. Girl Scouts is my big hobby as far as things I do outside of MCB. I believe in public service in several different forms. So,
Well, good for you.
Go ahead, Kay.
Well, I was going to say there's so many facets to Girl Scouts that people don't even realize. It's not just meetings. It's doing so many things that I can just imagine where you'd be interested. So that is interesting. Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah. So tell us, Brandy, what's Tom up to these days?
Tom actually works seasonal for Worlds of Fun.
Really?
Yeah, he's an admissions associate or ambassador. They call them ambassadors. But they've, with the cashless systems and stuff like that, it's made it to where he can work like the toll plaza where you pay to park or take tickets. And then they're working with him on ticket sales too. But they have been really good about making accommodations for him. They offer to get bigger monitors every year if he wants them. And so far he can still see the normal size monitors that they use because they have giant green X's or red X's, depending, or green arrows or red X's. And so, but they've been really accommodating to come help him and stuff like that if there's an issue.
Oh, that's really cool. That's a cool job. Yeah, sounds great. Yeah.
I have to give them credit. Worlds of Fun is really, really, really good about working, employing people with disabilities. So.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Does he interact with the public then, or is it pretty much just, that's neat. If I could talk, I'd be dangerous. does he do tours and things like that or not, or just?
Not so much that, but he's the person that you give your ticket or your season pass to.
Sure.
And he scans it. And he answers a lot of questions. He knows a lot about Worlds of Fun because he grew up with, he's just slightly older than Worlds of Fun. So he knows all the history of the different things that are there, were there, stuff like that. And, you know, he grew up, that was his thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Brandy, I know you've been a part of the organization for quite some time, and you've seen a lot of different changes through your time as a member of MCB. Is there anything that stands out in your mind that maybe you would like to see change today or to go back to that we're no longer doing? Any thoughts, any ideas about what you would like to see either brought back or changed in the organization?
I think we need to start working more towards getting younger members. When you look comparatively, like in Allied Workers, I'm 44 and the next youngest member to me is 18. And that's one person in between, 44. There's nobody younger than me until you get to the 18-year-old.
Wow.
There's a big gap that we're missing. And I don't want to see the organization peter out. I think we need to find a way to do more youth engagement and family engagement, maybe. I liked how we used to do the bring a few young people in, like with how James Hollins and them used to do the let's make a deal thing.
Yes.
That was
activities. A huge success. Yes. I loved that. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
You got a lot of interaction from the members and stuff like that. I think this, I also like this meet the people of MCB because you can get a variety of different people. Mm-hmm. In there. I think we just need to figure out how to start getting some of those younger people in and not just because they're there, they're in the schools, they're available. And even like at Molly's High School, I know of at least two visually impaired students, and the one is graduating this year. And I made sure at one of the football games to talk to her mother and let her know that there are scholarships out there through Missouri Council of the Blind and American Council of the Blind and stuff that she should apply for them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I kind of advocate my own little ways.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
That's right. That's right.
I think both Chip and I would agree with you on that, that we do need to figure out how to get and retain younger people. I should say kids because I'm old. Younger people to get into the organization and to create their own little niche, because, you know, the older people have different interests. And so we have to find a way to keep them interested. So I'm glad to see that you're doing your own little advocation as far as advocating for the people in your school.
Yes, I think it's important.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Brandy. I'm sorry.
I think it's important to get the younger ones. I also think that it's important to continue the fight for the rights that we, you know, and I say we because I've went to DC, I've went to Jeff City, and I've talked to these people and stuff, you know, the Congress people and stuff like that. And if we don't keep fighting for our rights, overall, you know, I think we're in a world of hurt. Especially, I'm still frustrated that money is not accessible in the United States.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
That frustrates me. There's third world countries that have accessible money.
Right, right, right.
And we don't.
Yes.
And that just blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yep.
It's all over in Europe and everything else. England, different size currency. And yep.
So, Kate, you have any last questions for Brandy?
I am trying to think of some, but honestly, I think we've covered a lot of things. So I know this, I kind of feel like I've fallen short, but I found this very interesting. And I really myself hope to meet you at the convention and put a face to a name, you know? So,
So Brenda, you have any last words of wisdom for folks? Anything you would like just to share from the bottom of your heart, you know, or in any words of advice or anything?
I do. I don't know if people know, in the last several years, I've had a couple of health scares. I had an ovarian torsion in 2018, a heart attack in 2019.
Wow.
Slammed into a deer going 70 miles an hour. In the pitch dark, ended up in the median. Worst injury out of that was my jammed finger. But live every day like it's your last, because, you know, I say but for the grace of God goes I.
Yeah.
Because somebody's been watching out for me somewhere, somehow. And, you know, live every day like your last. Tell your friends you love them. Tell your family you love them. Don't let a day go by that's wasted.
Very good.
Amen to that.
Very good. Yeah, that's good stuff. Thank you, Brandy, so much.
And my pleasure.
Yes.
Brandy, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. You've made the interview process very easy for me, and I really appreciate it. And like I said, I wasn't just saying this. If you're at that convention, I will definitely look you up for sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, Brandy, thank you so much for being our special guest today here on Meet the People of MCB. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know somebody that you would like for either Kay and I to interview, you can call me, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or you can call me at, let's confuse them really bad, 608-436-2610.
And keep listening, because you never know. We might have you to interview next time here on Meet the People of MCB. Thanks so much, everybody. Enjoy your week.